you're going to fail. Can you get back up when you fail? Can you be gracious with others that fail? Can you be kind to others and give them the consideration that you want when you fail? I like the fighter part. I hate the failure part. The faithful part. In what? Little things, unseen things, stuff nobody knows. The under the foundation stuff. Is that just a preacher just going, oh, it's Alabama cornfield theology. That is right down the pipe. But that last one, that stings like a whip on a naked back. Because some preacher preached and you didn't get to, and the Lord blessed it. And you never liked that guy. And you can't believe that God would bless a heretic like that. Some of you have sat here for the whole meeting, and all you are is upset because somebody doesn't like the preacher you like. And you can't forgive. Now, here's what he didn't say, and if I'd have given him more time, he would have said, I believe. Of all those things he gave you, the sticking point will always be you'll get stuck in that forgiveness, and you'll grow to a place, and you may be ahead of most. But the test of everything that he just gave you, the shoe leather, is, can you do now unto others as has been done to you? The test is in the final thing before you finish. Can you apply it? I want to be like Jesus. Father, forgive them. Jesus, these guys don't preach like we preach, and they ain't saying what we're saying. And if you want us to go over there and just like call down fire on them, burn them up, you know, they are whacked out. The Lord said, look, they're not hurting us. Could you leave them alone? Yeah. Look, guys, you need to understand something. They're not one of my 12, okay? They're not the special boys. Y'all are. But you don't have to worry when 70 guys are trying to emulate what you're doing and they don't know anything. They're just trying. Yeah. Amen. So what do you guys think it was like when I picked up a bunch of tax collectors and fishermen? Did you really think that you were the first three sons of Jesse? Did you not see that you were the runt of the litter and just a shepherd boy that nobody cared about? But Lord, they don't do it like we do. Well, you know what? It ain't bothering me. Why is it bothering you? Maybe with a little time, a little bit of training, a little bit of understanding. Maybe one day they'll be able to do it a better way than they're doing it. But at least they're doing. Amen. Somebody crosses you, it's hard, isn't it? That final step. I think the clarity of what he just said with Stephen, the clarity of what he just said with Jesus, the clarity of what he just said with Paul, right there in the latter days. Lord, don't worry about it. Let it go. Who's Mark? The one that turned against him 9 years earlier. Well, Mark missed out on a lot in 9 years. Paul said, yeah, but he's still got a few years left. Yeah. Amen. I tell you what you do. I'm fixing to kick off. How about this? You bring that boy with you. Now, here's how I got it drawn up, okay? I know he was short, but I'm just give you a little dovetail, okay? He says, hey, Mark, probably won't find this hard to believe, but remember that old preacher? Yeah, I remember him. Last time I saw him wasn't so good, man. I sure made a mess of things. I didn't know anything. I thought he was being kind of harsh, and I just shot my mouth off, and man, did I put my foot in it. And then Uncle Barney, he took up for me, and you know how blood's thicker than the Bible, and he's a southern Barney. And he actually assisted me in getting me away from where God had originally started me. And I started down the wrong path. Okay, Mark, but I got to get... Well, I'm just telling you, Mark, let me relieve your conscience. Let me take some pressure off. That old preacher said he wants to see you. What? Oh, no, he told me pretty much that day, I'm shot, I'm not worth anything. And he said, no, as a matter of fact, because of what you went through that nobody else saw, you know what he said? He said, that makes you profitable. Amen. For the ministry. Mark, you have something that can help other people who sometimes act and react. Put their mouth in gear before their brain and their experience catches up. He'd like to see you. Now, I paint it this way. Right before Paul gets ready to go. I don't know the timing of it. The executioner's there getting ready to take him out. He's coming out. Paul's looking around the executioner. He said, hey, man, we'll be there in just a minute, preacher. Don't worry about it. He said, no, I'm looking for somebody. Well, who are you looking for, preacher? Why is this kid? He was so green. You stuck him in the ground, he'd have growed. I was probably a little sassy with him. I probably spoke a little quick. I probably caused him to sit out. And see, you're thinking, Mark's going to come back and Paul's going to go, all's okay. Maybe. Paul sees Mark coming and he says, hey, boss, can you give me just 3 shakes of a sheep's tail? Look, I'm ready to go. I finished my fault. I'm out of here. I've been trying to get back there since the last time I was there. So I promise you I'm good, but could you give me, I'm not trying to prolong things, but I need to talk to this boy before I go. Okay, preacher, he says. Mark comes in kind of bowing a little bit sheepishly, I think. He says, hey, Preacher Paul, how you doing? He said, I know who you are, boy. He goes to lift his arms and the chains grab him. He said, come on over here, boy. Yes, sir, preacher. I sure am, he said. Can't quite get all the way around you because of these chains. But I want you to know I love you, and I sure am glad you're still serving the Lord. Amen. Now, I was wondering if I could ask something of you before you. I kick off and head to glory. Anything, preacher. Would you consider that when I got started in the ministry, I didn't know what I know now? I was the apostle. But you see, I've been in the ministry a little while now. And I thought that being an apostle was special, but I'm now just a servant. Now, again, I know you're thinking, tell Mark to come on and he can ask for forgiveness. And Paul, what if Paul says, hey, would you forgive me for those 9 years that maybe if I'd have handled it a little differently, that you might have even been more profitable? And that maybe I was in such a hurry to cut you out of the herd that I could have spent 9 years making you better prepared than you are now. Now, I don't know that. I can't say that for sure. But I'm not so sure that it was Mark that was the one that was looking to be forgiven. Maybe. Of all the things the Apostle Paul could say at the moment of dying, Something had bothered him. Of all the people
Amen.
That he could have called to his nearby graveside, you going to tell me that for 9 years he hadn't been thinking and praying for that boy, Mark? Because he now had been in the ministry long enough to realize, man, so many times the Lord could have kicked me to the curb for so many stinking mistakes.
Amen.
If I could paint, I'd see Mark coming in there. I'd have him wearing glasses. And have him walking up there with some papers and some books under his hands, and have him setting them down. And Paul said, "What's the matter with your eyes?" He said, "Well, preacher, you've been writing, I've been reading. Preacher, I've been reading all that stuff in the Old Testament. I've been getting my hands on everything I could read. I've been trying to learn, and I burned my eyes out a little bit. What you got there?" sermon notes. I was there on Mars Hill, preacher. You didn't see me, but I was there, preacher.
Amen.
I was taking notes. He said, "Preacher, what that is?" He said, "Those sermon notes are not my sermons. They're yours. I've been watching you, preacher. I'd have him, Paul in chains, rough, rusty, hard chains, but I'd try to paint it in a fashion that it would feel like the Apostle Paul was hugging him with rose petals. I'd have their tears mingled together as they flowed down, and I'd have Paul say to Mark, 'Will you walk with me these last few steps? Before I go, now Timothy, you know he's going to pick up the mantle. But of all the people, a lot of people just write off Mark.
Yeah.
Paul said, God ain't done with him, so I ain't done with him.
Amen.
Did he mess up? No question. Shot his mouth off. But I see a tenderness. I see a preacher's spirit 9 years earlier. I see a pastor's heart when he gets ready to go to the other side. "Hey, Mark, you walk me?" He's, "Really, preacher? Yeah, we need to finish that journey we started when we got off the boat. You went your way and I went mine. I'd like to finish walking together. Now I'm almost done. You get ready to go to the chopping block. Those chains rattle as he comes up the stairs. The executioner's there and lays his head out there. And there's Mark. He said, 'Hey, Mark.' 'Yes, sir, preacher.' 'Yes, sir.' Tears now pouring down his face. Lip quivering like a little baby that can't quit crying. Shaking, trembling like a leaf in a cold wind. 'Well, yeah, preacher. What, preacher? What can I do?' Let me tell you something, Mark. The secret is walking with him the way you just walked with me. And your testimony will be the same as mine when your day comes. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Mark, there's one more thing." And up goes the sword. "You're going to have to learn to forgive even Christians."
Yes.
"If you're going to finish right."
Amen.
That, if I could paint, would be the encapsulation of the Apostle Paul's finest words in the end to his ministry. You've got to learn to forgive, even Christians.